Good morning, I guess now. Good afternoon. I guess with the clock's changing last night, it's almost evening already, right? But anyway, I'd like to begin today the next Sif and here in some Kuf Pei Dalet. And we point of departure, this is a Sif Zayin, right? So our point of departure is a Sugya in Nida, the first of the sources, on the Zayin of Aleph, going over to the end of Zayin of Beis. The Mishnah says the following. Rabbi Leza Omer, Arba Noshim Dayan Shaita. Right, there are four women concerning whom we say Dayan Shaita, and again we've discussed what that means. That they don't have to worry about the possibility of having bled until they actually see dam. Right, and the idea is that all four of these women, generally speaking, don't bleed, don't produce a dam, and therefore they're mecheskes tara. Okay, from mecheskes tara until they actually do see. So that's the idea, right? And the Adayim Shaita, meaning we don't have to do anything. They remain Mechezkes Tara until they actually see Dam. Who are the four people? So it says, Besula, Muberes, Meinika, Wizakena. So we have to translate and understand exactly what these four are. We know the definition, the basic definition of the words, but as we'll see, the basic definition we'll see, but we'll have to see the specific definitions over here. Just 1 second. Yeah. Amar Bishua continues the Mishnah. Anilo Shemati ala Besula. Bishua says, I only heard that it's true about a Besula, that this status of being Dayan Shaitan, again, that they're Bechesk is Tar until they actually see Dam, okay, I only heard about it, or only saw it with regards to Besula. Aval halacha kabelezer. The Mishnah continues. That's not part of Yeshua's statement. The Mishnah continues. Aval halacha kabelezer. That's the Mishnah. It's not part of Yeshua. And the Yeshua said, "Anilah shavat b'sula." Period. Aval halacha kabelezer. The Mishnah says, "Halacha kabelezer." It's not just b'sula. It's all four. So now the Mishnah moves on to defining who these four people are, who these four categories of women are. Ezri b'sula, kol shalarasa dam yomeha. So right off the bat, we see over here that a b'sula does not mean b'sula in the usual meaning of the word. Okay, not b'sula in the normal muvan of the word b'sula, which means virgin, someone who's never had relations. Okay, because the Mishnah immediately goes on to say, afal pi shenesua, even if she's married. So obviously it's not talking about b'sula in the sense of a virgin, right, but rather it's defining b'sula here as kol shel aras adam yameha, a woman who never bled, a girl never bled. In the old days, the girls got married the younger and so on and so forth, so it's theoretically possible for a girl not to be a b'sula in the sense of a virgin, but she didn't really have her period yet. So that's the situation. That's a b'sula, kol shel aras adam yameha, afal pi shenesua. Again, not besula in the sense of never having had sexual relations before, as the word usually means. Okay, so that's one besula. Never, it's the first time she gets her period. Okay, even if she was married. Two, muberes, a pregnant woman. So the Mishnah clarifies, mishi yivoda ubra, when her pregnancy is known, when her pregnancy is noticeable. Okay, we'll get into the details soon, but a muberes, a woman who is showing that she's pregnant. In other words, it's clear that she's pregnant. Her body has changed, and she's, I think we say today, she's showing, right? She's showing. So she's clearly pregnant. And the assumption, even though, okay, well, the idea is that in those days, a woman would not stop seeing dam until her pregnancy was noticeable. We'll have to see about that, okay? That may not be the case today, okay? In those days, once she was showing, that's when she stopped bleeding. All right, we'll have to see about the situation today. In other words, for the first little bit of her pregnancy, she still saw, so she still had her period until her pregnant status was noticeable. In those days, at least in those days, we'll have to see again about today, once she was noticeably pregnant, that's when her blood flow stopped as Anita, and not before then. Okay, so Mishivada Ubro. And the last case, I'm sorry, the third case is Menika. Okay, Menika, she's a nursing woman. What do you mean by nursing woman? So the Mishnah says, Ad Shetigmol Ezbenah, until she weans her child, and she stops nursing. Now, we know actually in this week's Seder, right, in Parshas Vayera, so it says, Vayas Avram Mishte Gadol, Biyom Higomel Es Yitzchak. Right, now that's a question, what is Biyom Higomel? Male at his hawk, does that mean the day of his bris? Okay, because I have a drusha, the he gimel mal, he gomel, he gimel, 5 and 3, Hey and Gimel, 8 days of Mol, or no, means when she was weaned, when she weaned Yitzchak. So that's the question. Anyway, we find the word Higomel. So the Mishnah says, Menika ad shetigmol as benosh. She's in the status of a menekes, a menika, until she no longer is nursing the child. Then the Mishnah says, Nosno bena lemenika. What if she didn't nurse the child at all? She had a wet nurse. Right, she hired somebody else, whatever. She had to go to work, whatever it was. So she hired somebody else. So she wasn't nursing the baby at all. Oh, Gamalto, she finished nursing him. Maybe she only nursed for a few months and switched to a bottle or something. I don't know. Okay, Omei, so God forbid the child died. Okay, so now what's her status? In other words, is it she's still called the Menika necessarily? She's not nursing this child. Either she gave the child to somebody else, to a wet nurse to nurse, or did she already stopped nursing him? He was already weaned and now is drinking a bottle. Or the child, God forbid, died. So here we have a machlokas. Rav Meir, Omer, Mitama Me'isle. So Meir said at that point, then she's like everybody else. Right? She's like every other woman. Matam Meis Leis. You have to go back to either the last Bedika or Meis Leis. When she gets her period, you have to assume she got it early, right? Again, for the dinim of Taras. Again, this is in the first parak of Mitas. It's all about Taras, but it's relevant just in terms of these definitions, of course, for us, in terms of the status of these women, in terms of the Isra Baila. So Matam Meis Leis says, your mayor, it goes like everybody else, right? She goes back to Meis Leis like everybody else. No, Daya Shaitam. The Chacham says, no, Chacham still say Daya Shaitam. Okay, let's look at Rashi, the second source. Neither Zion or Beis, right? This is the part that's already on our Beis. V'chamer om daya shaita. Till when? Ad chof dalet chodesh. For 24 months after delivering the baby. Shehu zman ha'anokas ha'tinok. Okay, because that's the period of time where normally that's considered the nursing time. Up to 24 months, 2 years. Okay? 2 years. The Gemara mafarish tamei. The Gemara will explain why. But the Chachamim say that it doesn't matter. Even if the child was being nursed by somebody else, or he stopped nursing altogether, or God forbid he died, still she's considered daya shaita until 24 months. Okay. And finally, a zoe zekena. What do you mean by an older woman? Kol she'avru aleha shalosh oner samos l'zeknasa. Okay. A woman who, because of her age, has now passed 3 months, three regular periods in a row. Okay, Zekena means a woman who did not see blood for three periods in a row. Okay, now that's later on, Rashi says, she did not experience 3 months in a row. She's reaching the age of menopause, so she did not menstruate for 3 months in a row. The Gemara will discuss some of Ziknosa, we'll know how old you have to be, a certain age or not. Okay, but that's the opinion of the definition, rather, of Zekena. Now, Rav Elezer says, Call Isha she'avru aleha shalosh onos daya shaita. Elezer says you don't have to be old, right? Look in Rashi. Call Isha v'huadin yalda, even a young girl for whatever reason didn't experience a period 3 months in a row. And this may have ramifications, you know, today when people take certain medication they never get their period. So, anyway, we'll have to talk about that some other time. But Elezer says call Isha she'avru aleha shalosh onos, if three normal periods went by and she didn't see, then daya shaita. Now, then the Mishnah goes on. Rabbi Yossi Omer, to finish up the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Muberes Umeinika, She'avru aleha shalosh onos daya shaita. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the above. He says by Muberes, a pregnant woman, or a Meinika, a nursing woman, it only becomes daya shaita after they also had three periods that went by without seeing them. Okay, let's look in Rashi. Muberes Umeinika, Avalo avru aleha lo. Before we gave a definition, what's umaberis? As soon as she's showing, right? As soon as there, she yavada ubra, right? She can see she's showing. You can see that she's pregnant. Okay, and again, you know, the body change and so on, the shape changes. So at that point, it's considered hukar ubra. So above, we said that's the definition of muberis. But Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Says, no, muberis has to be only after she experiences 3 months without bleeding. And the same thing, Meniko, we said. For the child was born, basically, okay, until as Rashi says, right? Let's look at Rashi, Muberes Menika, and Zion and Beis. Avalo, Avalea, lo. Upala got the Beleza. That's against the Beleza, what he said above. About Tanakama, also against Tanakama. Okay, because the Beleza only said it by, who's the Beleza? The Beleza says, the Beleza was talking about Kol Isha Shavuah Shalos Onos, any woman, regardless of the age, and Rabbi Yossi is against him and against the Tanakama. The Amar Le'el Muberes Daya Shaita Mishivada Uber Menika Mishanolad, right? The Menika, as soon as the child gives birth to the child. and starts nursing. So he disagrees. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says Umeris Manika also need to not see Dam for 3 days in a row. Only then will we say Daya Shaita. Okay, then at the end, the Mishnah says, Ubameh Amru Daya Shaita. Okay, Bura'ir Rishona. That's if she saw once during these times. All four of these women, Sula, Muberes, Manikos, Kena, if she saw once, so then we'll say Daya Shaita. It's got a fluke kind of thing. But if she sees a second time already, then Metal Meis Leis. Okay, then Metal Meis Leis. Look at Rashi. Bura'ir Rishona. She saw some Sula, all Muberes, all his Kena. Lachar Shalosh Onos, right? She hadn't seen for 3 months, a woman of menopause age, and then suddenly she sees again. So then we say Daya Shaita. Vishnia, then Mitam Eisleis says Rashi, Leis Rashi and 2. They're on Zion and Bays. Rashi says, Shari Chazul Kadmus, Leos Dom, Mitzuma. Apparently she's gone back and she does have Dom. Okay, after all, she's going to have continue to have Dom after all. So that's at the end. That's what Mishnah says, that if she can go back to her. Sometimes, by the way, that does happen with menopause. A woman, you know, age will stop seeing Dom, and she thinks she's fully reached menopause, but then she may start seeing again. It's possible, you know, anatomically or biologically. Okay? So that is the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara on this Mishnah says, Mishu Beres, Mishu Avada Ubra. Okay? When, you know, when her pregnant status is noticeable. Now, the question is, what does that mean, noticeable? I mean, after all, you know, different women are different, and the woman herself certainly can tell, and her husband can tell because of the shape of the body, but, you know, outside, they can't tell. So how do we determine what Muberis is? So Gemara asks, can we have an objective point, at which we'll say, now she's in the status of a Muberis, and that's going to change her Rias Dam. The implications of a Rias Dam. So it says, Kama Akoras Uber, Sunkus Omer Shura Meir, Shlosha Chadashim, 3 months. That's the cutoff point. It's 3 months. Okay, a woman is considered 3 months, which is true. Basically, a woman is showing, you know, when they're about 3 months pregnant, but today he gives a finite time. Then he goes on to say, but Apo Pishen Raila Dover, I don't have a, you know, Tanakh, a scriptural, a biblical source of that, but Zechel Dover, there is a hint to it. Why Shinemar? Vayhi Kimishlosh Chodashim. I printed that pasuk over there. It's in Parshas Vayeshev. It's was 4 Parakalam and Ches of Rashi's pasuk of Dalet. This is by Tamar. Remember, Tamar was supposed to marry Yehuda's first son. He died. Married Yehuda's second son. He died. Supposed to marry the third son. Yehuda, you know, said, you know, no thanks. I'll be in touch with you. Okay, you know, don't call us. We'll call you. You know. So and then she realized that the third child had grown up, and then she wasn't being given to him, and so on. So, you know, we all know the story. She disguised herself, and she ended up becoming pregnant from Yehuda, etc. But when was it that she was noticed? It said, "Vayhi mishlosh chodeshim, vayugar lehuda lemor zon so Tamar kalasecho." Right, Tamar, your daughter-in-law has had relations with somebody else, and Yehuda didn't realize that he was somebody else, of course. And that's, we know the whole story, you know. And he said, "Hotzi obisi saref," and then she said, "Whoever owns these items, you know, that's the one who may be pregnant, etc." Yehuda said, "Sarkumenes." We know the story. There in Parshayesha and Paraklamaches. So but the point is, why was it that Yehuda found out about her pregnancy in the third month? So that's what the Gemara says. Yeah, because at that point you can't hide it anymore. Right, at that point she's showing, quote unquote. So that's why 3 months. So the Gemara says back in source 3 on Ches on Beis, and either the Gemara says, "What do you mean Zechel Adover? That's a pretty good raya. Raya Gedoli. What do you mean? Why is that Zechel Adover? A hint? No, the pasuk is saying Yehuda got informed 3 months because at that point it was clear that she was pregnant. So why is that? Why is that a week? You know, like a Zechel Adover. The Gemara calls it a raya Gedoli. It's a beautiful raya from a pasuk of Chumash, right? I mean, it's not talking about halachic point, and we're not talking about halachic point either. We're just trying to understand the definition of what's a muberis. So we have a good riot from there, no? So the more answers, Mishum Deikur, the Yalda Lotev, because, you know, some women carry for 9 months, and others carry for 7 months, right? Now, it happened to be that Tamar carried for 9 months. Others, we say, carried for 7 months. You know, the Moshe was born earlier, other people were premature, and so on. And today, we also have 8 months. The days of Gemara, the assumption that 8 months was not only a viable child. Seventh month is better than 9th month. And there are certain bigger dangers and so on, but I don't go into all that right now. The bottom line is, the Gemara says that Iko the Yalda Lotes, Iko the Yalda Zayin. Some women have, you know, carry for 9 months, others carry for 7 months. So you could say, okay, that even if the woman's going to end up carrying for 7 months, but still, the cutoff, in terms of the pregnancy is not visible, hukar uber, until 3 months. It's still, it's not necessarily one third. Can I say one third? Okay. Even if she gives birth after 7 months, the uber is noticeable after 3 months. Okay. However, and look in Rashi. There are neither chesem of base five. The yaldo shiva shema nika uber l'shlish shamea. Maybe, you know, with a pregnant woman who's going to carry on for 7 months, maybe over her, the uber is noticeable at the one third mark of 7 months, which is, as Rashi says, the hainu shnei chadash m'shish, 2 1/3 months. Okay. We always use 3 months to cut our point. Even for those women who carry for 7 months, and the one-third mark would be a 2 1/3, that's not considered hukar uber, the noticeable pregnancy, until 3 months. But the point is, that's only machlokas. There's actually machlokas about that. Okay, but the bottom line is, we say 3 months. The point is, though, you can't prove it from this pasuk. That's the Gemara's point. Why, the Gemara asks, why isn't this a clear-cut raya? Okay, I have a raya that the pregnancy gets noticed at the three-month point. So why did the Gemara call that a zecha l'dover? It's a raya gedola. No, because only a raya gedola from the pasuk for one who's carrying for 9 months. Tamar carried for 9 months. We have the diuk out later on. Okay, so this is a raya from that later on. But the bottom line is, Tamar carried for 9 months. So the maximum you have from that pasuk is that a woman who carries 9 months, then the hukar uber stage, the pregnancy is noticeable at the 3 month mark. Okay, but for a woman who carries less, maybe, a woman who carries for 7 months, maybe hukar uber earlier. So Lamai said not, but no raya from that pasuk. You follow? In other words, you want to bring a raya from that pasuk. The most you could bring from that pasuk is a raya that that for a woman who's carrying 9 months, hukar uber is 3 months. We assume la halacha that hukar uber is 3 months for everybody. Okay? But you can't prove from that pasuk. All right, that's the point. That's why the Gemara calls it a zecha l'dover, because it's not going to cover all cases. That pasuk only covers one for 9 months. Okay, it was carrying for 9 months. Okay, good? Clear? Yes, someone here? Good. All right, so that's that. But the bottom line is, 3 months, that's the cutoff point, after which she now becomes called, labeled a muberis. Okay? So now, let's turn to the Gemara in the Nida Daf Tes Amud Aleph, 6. I don't know if you hear that, a lot of noise outside. Okay, take a look at Daf Tes Amud Aleph, 6. All right? Well, we actually saw this Gemara once before. A certain elder person in the town where I'm in there, so asked Rabbi Yochanan, he gia es vesta bimei ibura, the low bodka. Let's say her time of expecting her period, arrived and she was now pregnant. And she didn't do a bedika. And her shas vestas came when she was pregnant. So what's the halacha? So mahu. We're talking, says the Gemara, about the, according to the Mandamar, who says Vesis Doraisa, right? As Rashi says, they look in 7, Rashi there in Tesman Al says, Vesis Doraisa. Also, Bedika, Shetzvichua, Leisha, Libadik, Meshas Vesta, Vartorahu, Halacha Mishmisin. I think that I showed you this Rashi when we were discussing Vesis Doraisa, where does it come from? So I showed you the Rashi says in a couple of places, Halacha Mishmisin. So I believe I showed you this Rashi. Okay, anyway, but that's not Rashi right now. But Rashi is Vesis Doraisa. Also, Bedika, Shetzvichua, Leisha, Libadik, Meshas Vesta, Vartorahu. In other words, this Hahu Saba asked of Yochanan, what if the woman's vessels came while she was pregnant? She didn't do a bedika. And I'm asking according to the Mandamar Vessels Deraisa, because it's only according to the Mandamar Vessels Deraisa that bedika has major ramifications, or the lack of bedika has ramifications. Right? And if you hold Vessels Deraisa and her vessels came and she didn't do a bedika, then we have to assume she's Treya if you hold Vessels Deraisa, right? Either Tmei Avada, Tmei Sofek, that whole discussion. But Lamaisa, if you hold Vesis Doraisa, so then her status, the lack of a Bedika makes a difference. So that's why this Ahu Saba is asking Yochanan, what happens? You get Ace Vesis, maybe we're below Bar Kamal. Kabbalah, it was one of Vesis Doraisa. So my. Kevin the Vesis Doraisa by a Bedika. Since the bottom line, Vesis Doraisa. So therefore, Vesis Doraisa require that Bedika. And the absence of that Bedika will have to label her Tmei. Okay, that's the point. Odilma, no. Kema, the man is sulak in low by a bedika. No, but she's pregnant now. So what bedika? Okay, what is bedika? We know it's not going to find anything because she's not bleeding now. She has no period now. It's not menstruating now. So Dilma came to the Rebbe Sulokin, no boy Bedika. So even if the whole vest is Daraisa, what's the point of a Bedika? Right? So the Gemara answers, Amalei Tinisua. So the Gemara answer, then we have a Raya from the Mishnah. All right, again, the case is, what's the halacha if her Shas Vestas came when she's pregnant? Does she need to do Bedika or not? On one hand, yeah, Vestas Daraisa always require Bedika. On the other hand, no, because what's the purpose of Bedika? She's not going to find anything anyway. But we know that in advance. She's Misulekas Domin, right? Her bleeding stopped. So Amalei Tinisua, that's a Mishnah later on. Not for Lamentes, we'll see. Remeir Omer, we mentioned this before too. Im Haisa B'machve, she was, had to go into hiding. The girl was hiding somewhere. A different case, where a woman was in hiding. All right, as Rashi says, Im Haisa B'machve, Machmas Pachad Karchum, Mahulistim, you know, the town was being invaded by highway robbers, marauders, soldiers, whatever. And as we mentioned in the past, you know, when men came storming the town, you know, especially hoodlums and outlaws and so on, and they came riding into town, and it was dangerous for the women because, you know, they were targets for rape and so on. So she was scared, so she went into hiding because some marauders were coming to town, right? And Vihigia Shas Vesta, and then the time Vesta below Bodka, Tahora. Okay, even though Vesta Daraisa, if her Vesta's came and she didn't do Bedika, we're going to assume she's Torah. Why? Shecharoda misaleka says Adomin. The state of fear that she's in, the state of fear, caused her period to stop. Okay, I mentioned, you know, so they documented that most women in the concentration camps, Rahman al-San, did not have periods. Because of the fear, the day-to-day fear. Okay, also lack of nutrition and so on, but, you know, all things combined. But in any event, that's the Gemara says, Shecharoda misalekes es adamen. So says the Gemara, Taima dika charoda. So that's only true because it's charoda. Holeka charoda, higia vesem lo bodka tmeya, right? If there's no fear, there's nothing that we know that is blocking her period from happening, then we have to assume vesem taraisa means that if she didn't do bodika, we'll have to say she's tmeya. Alma vesem taraisa, that's the din of vesem taraisa. But because of the fear, so her bleeding stopped, and therefore below by Bedika. So says the Gemara, Hachanami, Domem is Sulakin below by Bedika. That's Rabbi Yochanan's answer to this Ahusaba. So too, Domem is Sulakin below by Bedika. Right? So that's the Gemara's answer. That's the Gemara's answer. That even though Vesta's Daraisa, so just like over there, in the case where she's in some kind of a hiding place because Listim and other, you know, dangerous people coming to town. So if a woman's in hiding and her Shas Vestas came and she didn't do Bedika, she's Tahora, because the fear removes the dam. So even though Vestas Daraisa, she's going to be Tahora in our case too, because the same reason, Domem is Sulokin. So when it comes to a woman who's pregnant, she's not going to bleed. So therefore, if you didn't do Bedika, it's not a problem. Okay, it's not a problem. She's Tahora anyway. That's what the Gemara concludes on that case. Okay, just take a look. Just to see it inside. This is a Mishnah. This is all based on a Mishnah, a later Mishnah. The Mishnah starts on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, source number 8. The Mishnah starts on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, but the part we want is Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the continuation of Mishnah. Remeir Omer, Im Haiso Machve, Hagia Shas Vesel, Volka, Rezu Torah, Misha Charoda, Misalek Ches Adomim, Rashi says also, Machve, is Machmas Listi No Charchom. Again, so the Gemara wants to make a Tzuchtel, the Gemara wants to make a comparison. And so just like that Mishnah, Nida Daf Lamed Ches says, that if a woman was in a hiding place and her Shas Vesel came, she didn't check, she's Tahora, because the fear removes the dam. Okay, even though Vesta's the Daraisa, she's Tahora because she has no dam at that point. So the same would be true when a woman's pregnant. She's going to be Tahora. And that's a Husaba asked, this older person, older gentleman asked of Yechanan, you know, Higia Vesta, Higia Es Vesta, May Bruva, Lobar Kamo. The answer is Tahora. Okay, that's what comes out. Bottom line is Tahora. Okay, and not only Tahora, but Lobar Bedika. She doesn't even have to do Bedika. That's what emerges from this Gemara. So, as a bit of a side point, first of all, I just want to mention, you know, there's a famous Gemara, I mean, people, you know, come across it on Purim, as you see, because there is a pasuk, Gemara in Sota, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, refers to a pasuk in Megillas Esther. Pasuk in Megillas Esther says in Parak Dalad, pasuk Dalad, source 10, Batavona Naros Esther, Basarisel, Beagidolo, Batischalchal Amalkamo. This is when Esther's maidens came and told, other people came and told her, about, you know, about Haman's decree to wipe out all the Jews and so on. And when Esther became aware of this, batischalchal hamalkam ha'od, see what that means, batishach begadol halvish as Mordechai lasiv sakum levelo kibel, she sent, you know, clothes for Mordechai to take off his sackcloth of mourning, and he didn't accept it and so on. So the Gemara says, in Sota, Chochmah Beis 11, what does it mean, batischalchal hamalkam ha'od, omarav shepir sanidim, she became a need at that point. She suddenly bled and she menstruated at that point. So the Gemara says, look at 11, Sota Chofman Beis, Lamema de Biasusa Marafia, does fear or fright cause you, you know, to open up and have a period? Yes, in, yes, Tichsiva, Tischacha Malkaot, Bamarov, Shapir Sanida, right? Esther was frightened. She heard this terrible news, okay? She heard this terrible news. And you see that the fear somehow opens up the uterus and Dom comes out, right? It's what do you call that? The psychosomatic, well, whatever, some psychological condition has a physical manifestation. So here, Esther was frightened when she heard this awful news about the Jews would all be obliterated. So it caused the uterus to open up and Dom to come out. She became an Ida. Okay, so the Gemara asks, 1 second. I thought we just said in our Gemara, the Mishnah, not a Gemara, it's a Mishnah, a Lamentesim and Aleph and Nida, that Charada, that fear, removes the Dom. I thought fear causes you not to have a period. So that's a steer. There it says that the fear, right? Look at the positive, like the Beasuso Marafia, that opens up the uterus and causes you to bleed. But didn't we say, didn't we learn in this mission? That's our mission, neither Lamentesim and Aleph, that Charada Misalekes Domim. The more answers, no steer. Pachta Tzomis, okay? Pachad, which will mean long term Pachad, okay? That indeed. Tzomis closes up the uterus, you won't believe. That's long-term pachad. But biasusa, sudden, like a sudden shock, a sudden fear, okay, will open it up. Yeah, that's the Gemara, and it's true. Okay, the Gemara, look at Rashi in 12, Soto Chofman Beis, 12, pachta tzomis, daiga she'ena ba'a piso, some concern that didn't spring on you suddenly, right? It's a nervousness, right? Right, this woman went into hiding because now she's nervous. Right, nothing happened yet. She went into hiding, but she's nervous that these marauding soldiers are going to come and rape her, and so on and so forth. So that type of fear, okay, that type of fear. There's nothing sudden. It's, you know, not happening now or next minute. We don't know. Right, she's an overall general fear. Right, a state of fear. State of fear. We call it. When someone's in a state of fear, so that tzomes hamakor velahotzi dam, that closes up the makor, and you know the uterus, and she's not going to produce any dam. Bafilu b'shas vestar, even if it's normal time, we're going to bleed. So that's the Gemara in v'ahi the nida adaga itmar. The ksoni yigir shas vestar lo borka tmeh mnei sh'aruch l'gan haba. Rameir omer v'hai samapa yigir shas vestar lo borka torim borka zachreichem torim borka achreichem motzos torah. Lo omer aruch l'gan haba she'charada misalekes hasdama. Right, that's the case. Rashi spells out the whole case. That the woman was in hiding and her shas vestas came and she didn't do a bedika, and she did a bedika later and found herself to be tahora. We don't have to say orech bizman abo, even if you hold vestas daraisa, we don't have to say, oh no, it must have happened, you know, on the expected day, because charoda misalekes adam. That's because there's a general fear, nothing right now, nothing happened suddenly, okay? It was just, you know, she was in hiding and her vestas came, right? She'd been hiding now for 2 weeks, whatever it is. They know that these people are roaming around the town. So she's been hiding for 2 weeks. And now she gets her, as her vestas arrived, she's supposed to get a priest. She doesn't get it because the worry, the anxiety over the last couple of weeks stopped it up. However, Biasusa, next Rashi, right? Biasusa, haba, piso. Esther was doing fine up until now. And suddenly she heard this news. Ar piso, imargeshes bitzara, right? Became Esther. Okay, Shabbos or Shmuel, Shmuel's Mordechai, Pisom. Suddenly, she gets this word from Mordechai, oh my gosh, right? Haman wants to wipe out all the Jews. So it's like a sudden thing, it's a sudden reaction. So then, Merafi Adam Poseach Samokha, that opens up the uterus. That's how the Gemara resolves his parents' theory, right? Sometimes, by the way, I digress a little bit here, but I think we should see it since we're talking about parts of the body and bodily reactions. And we know the woman's menstrual period is sometimes governed by fear and by other external concerns, can cause it to have a period early or later. It's a reality, okay, you know, to this day. And, you know, sometimes sometimes woman, you know, before her wedding gets nervous, the nerves cause a period to come and so on. These cases come up less today. We won't regulate with the pill and so on, but you know, the concern of outside factors, you know, playing a role, so to speak, it's true. And the truth of the matter is, this is not only true. We'll see another Gemara. We'll see in a second. Okay, a later Gemara Nida towards the end of the Masechta Samach Vav and Aleph, Limud 13. Hahi da Asa lekama de Rebbe. A certain woman came to Rebbe, and he was with Rebbe's with Abaddon, who was another Talmud Chacham. Okay. And what happened? Rashi explains in 14 there. Woman had a problem. Okay, whenever she had intercourse with her husband, she was bleeding. She came to Rebbe. The man came to Rebbe, whatever, and then explained that the Lord always received dam during Tashmish. So, what did Rebbe do? So, look in the Gemara. Who does the kind Rebbe Amalei Abadan? So, after hearing the story that this woman was roa dam machmas Tashmish, Rebbe said to Abadan, Zil ba'asa, go scare her. Go scare her. However you do it, scare her, frighten her. Asa ba'asa. So, he did. Okay, he went and he scared her, and she was so scared that enough of it, charas dam, like a clot of dam came out. There was something stuck, you know, and a clot of dam came out. And Amar Rebbe, Nisrapazos, now she's better, right? Rashi says in 14, Vasa, Hivhila Pisom, he shocked her. Okay, he shocked her very suddenly. That kind of thing caused her to bleed. In this case, it solved the problem because now, we know why she was being robed dam. After Tashmish, she had some kind of clump of dam inside. Okay, now I'm not interested in, for our purposes right now, in the roa mach. I'm not interested right now in the roa machmas Tashmish situation. Can you guys hear me? Or is that too noisy? Anybody hear still?
We hear Rebbe. It's just a little bit distracting.
Okay, this heater is clanking around all morning. It does. But all right. Anyway. For the steps. Okay. Where about this heat? All right. Anyway, so a clot of blood, a clot of dam came out. So again, I'm not worried so much about the issue relating to raw dam machmas tashmish as much as what we see from this Gemara, that the sudden shock, the sudden fear, you know, the Abadan scared her. What, I don't know what he did. He put on a mask. I don't know what he did. Okay, but he scared her in such a way that it caused dam to come out. Okay, so you see from that Gemara also. Some kind of a sudden concern can cause it to bleed. So that's the chilek. Okay, when there's a long-term pachad, going back to our case, when there's a long-term pachad, so that is removes the dam. When there's a short-term pachad, it causes more dam. All right. Now, the truth of the matter is, this issue of bodily fluids and discharging actually applies to men as well. Okay, applies to men as well because. The Gemara says in Sota, for example, based on Parapasuk and Mishpatim, Shmos Parakov Vav Pasuk of Zion. Okay? Give me 1 second. I want to see if I can turn this thing off. Sorry. I think my office here is the original radiator built in this building. So the noise, you can hear me okay? You can follow okay? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry about this background noise. I won't ruin the recording either. Okay. Anyway, be that as it may. So, I just want to show you that sometimes the bodily, you know, external factors affect bodily discharges. And then also, the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Parashat Mishpat, in close per Gimel, promising that B'nai Yisrael will be able to conquer Eretz Yisrael and so on. It says, I'll create fear before you when you go in. What does a hamosi mean? The flush from the humo. Right? Hamosi is kolam, can create some kind of fear or just a confusion, a terror. Terror would be a good word. So the Gemara in Sota, Lamed Vav and Aleph 16, says, Bo re'e kamanisim nasabos ayom. Right? To tell us what happened when the Jews crossed into Eretz Yisrael that day. Which is not what it's talking about. Mishpatim was predicting it was going to happen. But when it did happen, that's the Gemara in Sota is talking about, on Lamed Vav and Aleph. Bo re'e kamanisim nasabos ayom. Over Yisrael of the Yardin, Ubo lahar gidol Abel, yesem yishishim mil, they traversed a big distance, you know, to get to Har Gidol Abel. They ain't called Beria Cholam Alufneim. Nobody could stop them. The Chola Omei Bifneim Miyad Nitraz. Anybody who stood in front of them Nitraz, they defecated. Right? So scared. Okay, they couldn't control their bodily normal bodily function. Shneamar quotes this pasuk because Mashir Mashir Shachmarim Amosi is called Arm. Look at Rashi, okay, 17. Rashi there in Sotol on Rav and Alf Nitras Miskalkel Mirei. Right, they defecated. Okay, they were so terrified of the Bnei Yisrael. Because Baruch Hu set that up, they were so terrified of the Bnei Yisrael. And proves that pasuk the Hamosi, which is Lashon Nehuma. Okay, Lashon Nehuma, the Irvul Haguf Umashi B'Tofu. Which again, it's a mix up, confusion, the body and everything in the body, everything's off kilter. Sometimes terror, fright, mess up the whole system. I mean, I'm sure you've, you know, sometimes a person gets nervous. Some people have students, you know, so they get nervous before a test and they vomit. And I'm sure you've heard of this. There's certain conditions, certain fear situations cause people to react with physical reactions. Men also, men and women. Okay, there's another Gemara. Okay, the insulter. The pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, talking about the battles again in Eretz Yisrael. Dvar and Parak called pasuk says, "V'yosu hashoftim l'daber el ha'am." The Amru. Hold on one second. Background noise here. My office is driving crazy. Okay, so Parsha Shoftim, it says, right, that one of the things the Shoftim would say before the war, Perkov Pasachas, Yosua Shoftim, Dabra El Amba, Amo, Mio Isha, Ari, Racha, Leva, right, anybody, after dismissing those who just got married, and those who just planted a vineyard, and those who just, just built a house. So it says, Yosua Shoftim, Dabra El Am, right, the Shoftim would tell the people, Mio Isha, Ari, Racha, Leva, Yelek, Nashavetz, anybody who's too terrified to go out to war, go home, Lo Yimas, Es Levav, Echav, Kilvavo. And it won't melt the person's heart. It won't melt their heart. Okay, the heart of the other soldiers. So the mission, the Gemara explains in Sota Mem Dalam Beis. Man Tana Lahad the Tana Rabbanim Shama Kol Kronos Hirtia. The guy heard the noise of the modern day would be tanks, but you know the wagons, the approaching battle. What do you call those? Not wagons, it's some name of the wagons that are bringing all the weapons, right? The battle wagons. And the Behirtiya got scared. Or Agefe or Agofa's tracing the clanking of the shields. Behirtiya, okay? And again, he got frightened by it. Or Tzichtzuach, Harbos Dom, Shosim, I'm sorry, Harbos, the clattering of the swords, the spears. Umayim Shosim al Birkov, and he soils himself. Again, that's an order. So therefore, how does he go back? Hoser, come on, Lamer Bikibi, Mokus Aglili, okay, whatever it is, but he better go back because he's not ready to go to war. Bottom line, look at Rashi 26. Umayim Shosin al Birkov, you know, urine gets onto his knees. Okay, Meir Aglai, Machmas Yira. So again, we see that sometimes, even men, the body reacts to fear, to external motivation. So they're coming back to our issue. So that's what the Gemara was talking about over there, the Mishnah. The Lama Tess and Sota, that's what we're talking about, that the women can sometimes get their period as a result of a sudden shock. But if it's a longer thing, bottom line, okay, a longer one would not. Now get back there, a longer one causes it to stop. So let's go back now. That was all a side point, okay? Interesting just in terms of, you know, physical reaction to psychological pressures and fear and so on. But coming back to our issue, so the conclusion of the Gemara was that in Muberes, getting back to the Gemara, in the Tessim either, the conclusion of the answer to that question that this person, this Ahu Saba, asked of Yochanan, okay, Higia Eiz Vesta Meiru Velo Bodka Mahu, so he says, so we answered based on the case of the woman in hiding, okay, according to Maskona, Umuberes doesn't need a Bedika, because she's considered Musulek as Dunim, just like, again, that was his question, please look back, I digress briefly. We look back and meet the testimony. Boy, man, who suffered Yochanan? He gave a vesta neighbor below bodka. She didn't do a bedika mao on the day of her vesta. So, based on the case of the woman in hiding from fear, so about whom we say, because of this ongoing fear, that she didn't need bedika. So, look at the conclusion tomorrow. Hachanami, domem mesulokin, below boy bedika. She does not, in fact, need a bedika. That's the conclusion. That's the conclusion of the Gemara, that a woman, once she's pregnant, we define pregnant after the pregnant, the fetus is showing, she's showing, her belly is showing. So at that point, she doesn't even need to do a bedikah on the day of the vessels. That's the bottom line. Okay, she's misulekis damim. Does not need to do a bedikah on the day of her vessels. Okay, based on that gemara, the rush there in Nida, Parak Aleph Siman Dalet 21. Take a look at the rush. Okay, the rush takes it a step further. First, he quotes the whole gemara. I'm going to read the whole gemara. Look on the fourth line. Hachanami damem misulokin velo by bedikah. That was the conclusion of the gemara, right? Here too, by Mubaris, we consider her damem misulokin and lo by bedikah. Okay, so says the rush. That Gemara, which we talked about already at length, you know, that there's a din of precious samach leveses. Kishimuberis ain't tsarach lifrosh. That's what's relevant to us. When she's muberis, she doesn't have to separate from her husband in advance. Okay? Just like she doesn't have to do the vedika. And the rush adds, bafilu b'shas vestan. Amrina and Hacha the low by Vedika. Because even on the day of her Veses, she doesn't need to do a Vedika. So then also Samukla Veses, okay, also Samukla Veses, we don't need to appreciate. She doesn't need any of the dims. She doesn't need precious Samukla Veses, she doesn't need Vedika Bashas Veses. Okay, so that's what he says. I have a hod it not be mastisim. Afa Pisha Dain Shaitan Swich Les Budekas, when the Mishnah says that that's the Mishnah Adaf Yuralaf, which I don't know if I quoted. No, it refers to another Mishnah, which we didn't see, but you have to do with that because that's only by Basula and Zakena and not by Mubaris. Okay, fine. Okay, so that's the rush. On the rush, on the bottom rush, you have the Dibre Chamudos. The Dibre Chamudos on that rush, it's Perak Aleph, it's in Siman Dal, oh, it's Yud Gimel in the rush. I'm sorry, in the Dibre Chamudos on the rush, it's Siman Dal, it's still 22. Below Mubaris, so it's not talking about Mubaris. The Amar B'Yochanan, right? Lo Shna El Besula, the Zekena, Mubaris Amenika, Dayan Koyim Ebur, and Dayan Koyim Amenikasan. He says, he points out that the Rosh mentioned only Mubaris. Right? We're only talking about, what about Amenika? Okay, would we say the same thing, that she doesn't have to do B'dika on the day of the Vessas, or she doesn't have to be Porish, Samuch Levessas? That's the question. Right, the Rush didn't mention that. The Rush only mentioned, as the Gemara only mentioned about a Muberes. So the Rechamunas points out, he says that it's true of a Menika as well. Mikan Yotzal Hatur Shehishu Din Menika Ladin Muberes. Okay, because there's a different din, which we'll see in a second. Okay, where we equate Muberes to Menekas, and therefore the Cholim Menikas Shen Chavta Hakadosh Mishal Avlad for 24 months after the baby was born. I feel amazing about ain't sarach lifros samach levestas kamobum levestas kamobum beres. So Dibre Chamudos says the same thing. Okay, Dibre Chamudos says the same thing with regards to a. It's the same thing with regards to a muberes. Okay, the menek is as it is with a muberes. Okay, you don't have to do a precious samach levestas. You don't have to do a vidika either. The Gemara is on Yudah Beis. I printed it here. Okay. Then Gemara says, look at 23, Yudav Beis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, lo shana el b'sul zekena. Baris Menika, dayan koyim ebur, and dayan koyim nikosim. And the Gemara there is talking about that which it said in the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah said that the exemption is only by the Riyah Rishona, let's say by the one who was expecting to menopause, right? It was only the Riyah Rishona. Right, let's look back at the Mishnah. We'll see it inside. And look at the end of the Mishnah in source number one. Okay. Obameh, Amar Daya Shaita Baria Rishona Abushniya Metameis Leis. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. And towards the end of that Mishnah, the part that's on Zanar Beis. And Rashi says, on source two, the end of two, Baria Rishona, Shara Samsula Omaberis Kenal Akar Shalosh Anos. That's only the first. Okay? Abushniya Metameis Leis. But after that, we assume she went back to seeing her parents. Only the first time we say Daya Shaita. So the Gemara, that was the Mishnah. The Gemara modifies. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Shanu. This rule that only by Riyah Rishona do we say Daya Shaita, but by the second we always say Meis Leis, okay? I mean, we say Meis Leis, and we mean also that she'll have to be Choshesh for the Vessus again. That's only by Msulos Kena, but by Muberes Menika, Dayan Kol Yemei Bura, Dayan Kol Yemei Menikosa. Let's look in Rashi in 24 Yudim Beis Msulos Kena Msula. Came on the Ross of Palm Rishona Ushnia, Husaka Roe. by a Basula and a Zakena. Again, we're defining Basula, like we said before, not the virgin, but a Basula that she's seen for the first time, or a Zakena, which she thought she was in menopause. Now she saw it once, and she saw a second time. That's already Huxaka Roa, nothing to do with three times. She already now Roa. That's by a Basula. Not only the Chazoka, the girl has begun to get her period, right? She's 10, 11, 12, whatever she is. Okay, so she sees once, she sees twice. Now it's Huxaka Roa already. And Zakena Nami, Kaven, this Chazka trays him, the Achagimel Onos, Ishtaka, the love seal of Domi, well, the Dilog verses. If she already sees twice, true, she missed 3 months. But we're going to say, okay, that was not the end of her period, not yet menopause. She's not done. She skipped a little bit, okay? Which sometimes happens by menopause. Like I said before, a woman cannot see for a little while. And then suddenly she will see again and resume her period for a number of months, okay? And then go back to menopause. So it does happen like that. So that's not called silug doma. That's rather called dilug vesa. She just skipped a period or two or three, whatever. She skipped it, okay? But Avav Muberes Umeinika, says Rashi, explaining Rabbi Yochanan, 24, the Nida Yudin Beis, Domem Vadai Domem Sulokin. If she's pregnant, she's not going to, you know, she's not going to go back to being unpregnant, okay, you know, or she's not going to, right? I feel alone, Nistalkum, Mitchlos, Mistalkum, Hokin, hey, she becomes more Midam Musulekis, okay, and therefore they do not at all have to be Porish, Samach Levesis, or Bdubadika. Okay, so that all that was the Divrei Chamudos on the Rosh explained. The Rosh only mentioned by Muberes. Okay, by Muberes, we said Dayan Shaitan, you know, no matter what. Okay, but which is Muberes ain't Tzarch Lifrosh, ain't Tzarch Medika. That's what the Rosh said, and the Divrei Chamudos proved that this is true of Menekes as well. That's what the implication of this Gemara is as well on Daf Yud. Okay, that it applies. And we equate Muberes and Menekes for these purposes. Okay, now let's finally come to our Siv Zayin. Shulchan Aruch Sim Kuf Pei Dalet Siv Zayin. Im Higia Vesta. What does Vesta mean? The Vesta is Kavua that she had from before she became pregnant. She saw the 25th of every month, or whatever day, whatever the interval was, right? So she, her Higia Vesta, this Vesta came, Bimei Ibura. Okay, Misha Hukar Ubra, all right? We have to define that, right? Mishuk Ubra. Imigia Vesta Meibura, right? Her Vesta arrived while she was pregnant, meaning Mishahuka Ubra, as we defined, right? I defined it already. She's already noticeably pregnant. She's showing. Or the days while she's nursing, which is 24 months after the baby's born. I feel a mace havlad, even the blood's not there or whatever. Ain Sarach Lifrosh Samoch Levesta. She does not have to pour Samoch Levesta. And even at the time of the Vesis, she's also Muteris below Badika. You see that? So that's how the Shulchan Aruch rules. Okay, first of all, you don't need Precious Summer of the Vesis, and you don't need even a Badika at the time of the Vesis. Okay, because she's already called Mesulekes Damim. So if the woman is, again, if her pre-existing, we'll call it, Vesus Kavua arrived during her pregnancy, anytime during her pregnancy after the third month, or in the 24 months after she's Menekes, she doesn't need to do Prisha or Bedika. Okay, that's a Shomar Paskin. Simple. Then it says at the end, V'ayin L'el Sof Simon Kuf Peites. That's the example that I talked about last week. You know, it's in Rashi script. Did Ramot put that in? Or who put that in exactly? No, it says V'ayin L'el, I'm Ayin L'Kamen rather. Ayin L'Kamen is we're in Simon Kuf Pei Dalet. So it's Ayin L'Kamen, Sof Simon Kuf Pei Tes. You know, I don't know who put that in. Maybe Ramo did. I don't know. But what does it say there? So the Shach gives us a hint. Shach here in Sukkotin Yuzayin and our Simon Kuf Pei Dalet gives us a hint. And he says, Mishahuk or Ubra, the Simon Kuf Pei Tes, he's bar Kamazman Shir HaKaras Uber. He's just telling you, you want to know how, at what point did we call him Mishahuk or Ubra? That take a look in Simon Kuf Pei Tes. So let's do that. 27. Sinkuf Peites Sif Lamed Gimel. 27. Muberes Laachar Shlosha Chadoshim Libura means after 3 months. And Menika is called Chof Dal Chodesh Achar Leidas Havlad. The 24 months after Leidas Havlad. So that's what it says over there. It's in Kuf Peites Lamed Gimel that after 3 months of pregnancy and after 24 months after the baby is born. Okay. After the baby is born. So that's Eina Kova'as Vesis. You can't be Kovea Vesis at that point. And Afilu Meis Havlad, even if the child died, or Gamalto, she weaned him earlier than that, Domim Mesulachimem Kolzman Ibura Bechol Chavta Al Chodesh. She's considered Domim Mesulachis all the time of the pregnancy, after 3 months, and the whole 24 months. And then he throws in a monkey wrench at the end. Look at the last part. Ad Khan, the part that the Ramah, whoever put that line in, the end of Sizayin, Ayin Lakaman, Sav Sikhap, Kuf Beitez, he was talking about this. Okay, he was talking about this line. But then it goes on. We call Mokom, Choshesh L'Re'iyah Shetireh Kedera Shechoshesh L'Vesa Shena Kavua. So there, the Shulchan Aruch says something unexpected. He says that during this period of time, if she does see dam, either the rest of the pregnancy, the last 6 months of pregnancy, or the whole 24 months of nursing, okay, if she does see dam, then she's choshesh like a vesa sheina kavua, meaning she has to choshesh the following month to that date, right? That's by vesa sheina kavua. She has to be choshesh. She doesn't have a vesa, but she has, like any other woman. She got, which is common today, right? She gets her period, then she has to be choshesh the next month, like a vesa sheina kavua. So that's already something we didn't see. And that seems actually to be a stira, right? It seems to be a stira. We said, you know, she doesn't have to do even a bedika. She's okay. She's home free. Okay, that's what we said. No, that's what we said. Look at our Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Kuf Pedal and Siv Zayin, right? Ain tzar klifor shomach v'esav filu b'sof v'esav mutaris below bedika. Maybe she has to worry about it the next month. Where do you get that from? So that's what some of them in Farshim are bothered by. The Shach is bothered by, and Simkot Yutes. He says, first of all, Vagos Marshal Tour, the nearly the Myri Shalo Kova Vesa Shalosh Pome Bay Buro Memikusa. Okay. Ella Shekhosha Shavesta Rishona. Okay. And then he says, go back and look at some Kupe, go forward and look at over there. There's a Shach over here, not over there, Shach over here. Okay. In our Simon, Kufpe Dalat, Sivkot Yutes. Sivkot Yutes, yeah. Okay, the Shach says, 1 second, yeah, okay. In other words, 1 second. It was in Sivkuf Peites. It said after 3 months until 24 months, she. That's when she doesn't need to do a bedika or preach at the time of the besis. But the Shulchan Aruch says that she would have to be choshesh like a besis shena kavua, okay. But the problem is. 1 second. Yeah, so what's this theory again? So before we get that, so let's see. First the Shach quotes the Marshal, who says that if a woman would be Koveya Vesas 3 times during her pregnancy, then she would need to be Porish, because that would be like a treat like a Vesas. In other words, if she sees 3 times in a row during her pregnancy, again, that's what the Marshal says. What do you say again? Again. This rule that you don't need preacher and so on, then it'll be the Myri Shalok Kama Vesas Shalosh Pami Meibura Ob Meimnikot Menikta Elashechoshesh Lavesta Harishona. What does that mean? 1 second. That's only true if she wasn't Kovea Ves. Yeah, if she wasn't Kovea Ves 3 times. Okay, but Elashechoshesh Lavesta Harishona, she still has to be concerned for her previous Veses. In other words, just a moment. Let's see what it means. You know, if she saw, yeah, meaning if she saw, we may like
what the line that the Piskei Tshuva is weighing in on.
Well, yeah, the second Piskei Tshuva. Yeah, yeah. But let's think of the case. I think it means like this. Again, if she saw, she had a vesis b'mei ibura. Okay, so then you do have to be choshesh for that day, and that's a stira to what we said. Mechab over here, okay. So you have to say. Am I getting it straight this time? I'm confused here. 1 second. And it seems from here, the Shulchan Aruch is saying that a woman does have to be choshesh after seeing 1 time during her pregnancy. But we said she doesn't need to. But we said she doesn't need a bedika or a prisha. Yes, I think that's what Shach is saying. In other words, we have to say, when we talk about Docha, we have to say that, yeah, as long as she doesn't see during her pregnancy, then that's our siman, Kuf Pei Dalet, Siv Zayin. If she doesn't taka see, so then her vessel becomes uprooted. Okay, completely. Because again, our din, the Sochanot, didn't say that she saw. Just imikia vesta bimei bura. The time it expected period arrived. Okay, so then, and she didn't see. Nothing happened. So then, taka ain't zarkli for samgla vesta. Okay, and I feel we talk less than Mutaris, below Bedika, because she didn't see, right? However, it's called Kuf Peites. I'm saying, yeah, it seems to be talking about she did see. She saw once. So then she has to be Chosh like a Vesa Shana Kavua. I think that's what the, that's how that's how we learn it. You follow? In other words, ours, it's not a stira, because in Kuf Peit Dalet, by us, we're talking about her Vesa Sarai, and Shitaka doesn't see any dam, so we don't have to worry about anything. Okay, we don't have to be so much, nothing. No smicha, no need to be so much parish, so much vesta, no need to be parish, so much vesta, no appreciation of vesta, no bedika, she didn't see. Okay, but the case in Kuf Peit Tes is she did see. Right, that's the case over there. Okay, choshesh is l'ri'ir shetira. Okay, if she did see during this time, that's how you have to say it. Okay, so so that's it's not a stira. Sinukuf Peites, it's told what she saw. After 3 months, she saw. So then we treat that as a Vesa Shena Kavua. And then she has to be Choshesh for the following month. All right? And that'll be like a regular Re'iyah, because like today, most women don't have a Vesa Kavua anyway. So that'll be like a regular Re'iyah. That's what comes out. Okay? So again, the steer would seem to be that whether you have to be Choshesh, you have to see one time during the pregnancy. So the Gemara there, the Shulchan Aruch there seems to point. He would have to be choshes the following month like a Vesa Shena Kavua. And by us, it would seem that you didn't have to, but no, I have to say that we're talking about over here where her Vesa become a Purim because she doesn't see, but if she does see, then she has to be choshes. Okay? The Rashach here in Tzivkot Yotes is quoting the Marshal saying that if a woman be Kovei Vesa 3 times during a pregnancy, then she would need to be Purish. Then she would need to be Purish. Okay? Yeah. That's in Simchat and Yud Tes. Simchat and Chaf, okay, and that, it's interesting. We said above that she doesn't need to be Porish some of the best. She doesn't need to do the Bedika. We assumed that meant that also she's Muteris on that day. Right? She's completely Muter. Everything's off. But the Shach and Simchat and Chaf quotes in the Prisha that it's only some of the best that she doesn't do Porish, but she would have to be Porish on that day. Okay, that's what he says in the Quran. Because of Aprisha, Mashma Dafka Samo of Bizman Vesta Atzmutzarach Lefrash. That this Kula, you don't need a Bedika, and so if you miss, you know, if you didn't do, if you, meaning you don't need a Bedika means, if you didn't do a Bedika, and there's no doubt, we don't have to assume there was any problem. And you also don't have to be part of Samo Vesta of Bizman Vesta Atzmutzarach Lefrash. However, the Shach rejects that. Umir Ein Zadiyak. Okay. And he says, it seems to me from the Mechaber and the Levush and others say, I feel a bit tov vesta mutar b'lavadika. And that's what the Rosh seemed to say. So I'm just pointing out, the Shach quotes a different opinion, that we're only making on samuch levesta, but not on the day of the vesta itself. On the day of the accepted vesta itself, you know, before it's been uprooted 3 times, then you would have to be kosher that day. We assume not so. Okay, we assume that once you're pregnant, then it's off. And then it's done. Okay, so that's Shach. Someone, you asked me what the Pesachim Tshuva? Okay, and the Pesachim Tshuva has 2 things. It's important you build, it's important you dalet. Okay, the Pesachim Tshuva discusses, first of all, what is it Chav Dalet Chadoshim, or is it 2 years? What's the difference? It's a leap year. Okay, an extra month. Is it 24 months, or is it 2 years? Right? So he says, Chav Dalet Chadoshim, Ein Chodesh HaIbur Olam Minyan. Okay, and it quotes the Shah. And it says, the crazy place, he says, No Chodesh Olam Minyan. El Chav Dalet Chadoshim, Ein Bishon Pshuta Omu Beres. Always 24 months. Now, that there are many, many different ramifications of that. The whole discussion about leap year. Let's say I rent a house for 2 years. Okay, so it means 2 years. And if I say 2 years, then it means 2 years. So the man might be a leap year. I get an extra month. I get a free extra month. Right? You meant it's 24 months. Right? Or many other. I have a field. Different things like that. Even counting the 3 years of chazaka for fields, that comes up. That's the Pesachim Tshuva says in Machlokas about that. But if you're caught in your dalid. He says, "Kosav Shach Matzos Ragos Marshal Demar Shelo Kava Veses Gimapon Bemei Bura Omenitel Shechosh Levesa Rishon." Okay, but Ratzon Olam is Shamavua Dafilim Rosarak Pam Achas Mei Bura Omenitel Tzorach Lachoshlo Kedin Veses Shena Kavua. But again, he quotes those with Michis Yaakov. That's the Mem Yud is Michis Yaakov. The Torah says Shomim Shekosam Vizel Shomim Rosa Gimel Pon Meibur Omenit the Yisbar the comments of Kofpetes the Choseshes Al Kopon Levesa Sheino Kavur. And that's what the Shach says. And he says Vizeino. Okay, so we assume the halacha today, the poskim of today say Lemaisa, if a woman has a Vesesh Kavua, she should be Choseshes the first 3 months of the pregnancy for that day. And that's how we assume. You're looking about a shulchan and the, Taras Abay, something. That's what we say. That's what we assume will be the situation. Okay. I really wanted to go a little weiter. I guess we'll stop over here. Too much of this background noise here. We'll pick this up tomorrow with the next in the Sifches. Next Sifches. Okay, the status of the woman who's duck in hiding. That's what we learned about, the woman who's in hiding. Okay? All right, I think we'll stop over here. All right?
Thank you very much.
Very good. Have a good day. So tomorrow we'll be back at the regular time, 10:45. Have a good day.